Blog Talk Radio.
Bishop will be up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing like prayer on a Saturday morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Elder Kevin Vaughn with you this morning. Thank you so much for joining us. We're just excited about you being with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw this morning. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, we got to continue to pray, and then pray some more. Y'all better give God some hand clap of praise right now. Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you for life this morning. Thank you. Thank you for our family. Thank you for life and opportunity to be here today with you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the call-in number 347-843-4559. If you do have a prayer requests, feel free to be ready for that later. We're going to open up the lines if you like and share your prayer request. Just hit star one on your phone if you have a comment or a prayer request at 347-843-4559. On Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. This is a global network. We're excited about what God is doing on the network, and we give him all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Can't praise him enough. Man. Praise him, praise him. Yes, yes. Hit a number, 347-843-4559. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, also, too, the scripture for the day. I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Psalms 34. I'll read just a portion of that this morning for you as well. But the Word of God, as Bishop always tells us, ladies and gentlemen, the Word of God will last forever, ladies and gentlemen. That's exciting when you hear that, that God never changes, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever he says will come to pass in his mighty and awesome name under the Son, under his wonderful Son, Jesus the Lord. Amen. So we thank God for the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit once again this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Just thank you, Father, for everything that you're doing in our lives today. Psalms 34, 1 through 4, ladies and gentlemen, I will bless the Lord. Amen. Come on now, at all times, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Isn't that powerful? At all times. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? It don't say sometime. It doesn't say in the morning and evening only. It says in all times. Amen. I don't care what you're doing, cutting the grass, you know, working in the yard, working outside, work wherever you are, you can praise him, everything you're doing. Amen. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Amen. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Amen. Oh, this is powerful right here. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, ladies and gentlemen, this morning all across the globe, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. That's what we want to do right now, exalt the name of the Lord. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Y'all hear that right there? He delivers us from all our fears. We thank God for his marvelous word. Let's give him a hand clap of praise for his word. Thank you, Father. Glory, glory. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, in your spirit and in your reverence there, we thank God for Bishop and honor him today as well, being with us, and Dr. Crenshaw. Thank them so much for their time today. But if you would put your hearts and minds together as we open up the mic for Bishop. Good morning, Bishop. Thank you so much, sir. Bless you.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for a new day that we've never seen before. We thank you for your grace and mercy, your goodness. We give you all the glory and honor. We appreciate you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we glorify your name because you alone is worthy of all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. We thank you this morning, Lord, because this is a day that you have made and we can rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you this morning for the goodness of God and the mercy of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to look on families this morning. We look on those that have lost their loved ones. God, we ask you to comfort them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we know that you are all-knowing. God, that you know that you will always be there. There's not a time that you are not there. But Father, we ask for your mercy in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we glorify you for what you're doing. And as you carry them day by day and moment by moment, as you strengthen them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for those that are in the hospital, those that are sick, and those that have been afflicted by all types of diseases. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your word, because your word say you was wounded for our transgression, you was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace with the bone, but with your stripe we are healed. We thank you this morning for your healing power, your saving power, your keeping power. We thank you this morning, God, as we pray for our families, all the families all over this world. We pray for families. We pray for mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers. We pray for daughters and sons. We pray, God, that you strengthen them in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, with that, no evil shall come near thy dwelling. And, Father, we thank you, God, that you will keep their minds on perfect peace as they stayed on you. Father, we give you glory and honor this morning. We call those things that be not as though they already are. Father, we thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. God, we glorify you for it this morning, and we cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God and put it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father, we glorify you for it. We thank you for your mighty acts. We thank you for your mighty power. We thank you, God, as you're showing forth your glory in the earth realm. Father, we thank you. You're delivering those that have been afflicted. You're bringing them up out of the hospital. You're delivering them off of their sick beds, God. You're curing them from their diseases. Father, we thank you for it, God, in the name of Jesus. Your words say one could put 1,000 and two could put 10,000 to flight. And Father, we thank you for your word. We agree with your word, because now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We praise you this morning. We pray for our nation, God. We pray for our president, God. We pray for our Congress. We pray for those that are in leadership everywhere. We pray, O Father, the Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will move by your spirit in the earth realm, that you will test the heart and the minds of people everywhere, that you will test their souls, God, and give them a mind on to stay on you, God, and that draw them to you. Father, we pray for that man that don't know you this morning. We pray for that woman, that child, that boy, that girl. We pray for that family that may not know you as their Lord and Savior, that they will come to know you, God, in their fullness. Father, we thank you for it this morning. And Father, we come against every demonic force. And Father, we decree and declare your word. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We rebuke you. We rebuke you. For Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your power. We thank you for your anointing that destroy every yoke. Father, this morning, we thank you for comfort. We thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we pray, O Father, Father, that you would keep our minds, Father, cover us, God, in your blood. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this morning, as you look on those that are less fortunate, those that have lost jobs, those that have lost things, of the resources that is so valuable to them that they need it. Father, we ask you to bless them. We ask you to open the door. We ask you to open their minds, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give them creative activity. Give them a creative mindset, God, that they will go after you, God. The word of God said, you seek the kingdom first, and all the other things shall be added. And Father, we trust your word. We trust in you, and we know that you are able to do it. God, Father, there's nobody like you, Jesus. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are our resources. You are our present help, God. You are our comforter. You are God and our leader. Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you. God, we pray against violence. We pray against the spirit of hatred. We pray against all of demonic forces that has come to attack the minds of the people. And God, we got to reveal, expose, and destroy the evil works of the enemy. Reveal it, expose it, and destroy it. Let God arise. Let any man be scattered. Let them that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, drive them away. As wax melt before the fire, let the wicked perish in the presence of Almighty God. But let the righteous be rejoice. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Let them be glad and magnify your name. We praise you today. We pray, God, for those that don't know you as the Lord and Savior. We pray for that man, that woman, that boy, that girl, that child that's incarcerated this morning. We pray, O Heavenly Father, that you will comfort them. We pray, God, that they will get a closer relationship with you. And, Father, we thank you, God, as you're moving on their behalf. We thank you, God, that you're working all things out for the good for those that love the Lord and one that are called according to your purpose. We give you glory and honor today. We thank you for food. We thank you for shelter. We thank you for clothing. We thank you, Lord, that you kept us clothed in our right mind and have given us the activity of our limb. We thank you this morning as we pray for those that's on the front line. We pray for the nurses. We pray for the doctors. We pray, oh, Heavenly Father, for those on the firefighters. We pray for all of those that God that helping those sick in the hospital. We pray for families, God. Is that sick in those the loved ones in the hospital that they're not able to go see, that you will be able to comfort them in those times, but comfort them and bring them out of those places, to God, that they can spend time together. Let us go, Heavenly Father, enjoy one another. Let us, God, appreciate one another. Father, we give you glory for it. We praise you, Almighty God. We lift your name up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw, and we thank you so much for joining us this morning on prayer. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, we can't stop praying. We got to keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Well, ladies and gentlemen, we always love to hear from Dr. Crenshaw. We're going to open up her line right now. Dr. Crenshaw, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank God for this Saturday morning for all of you that are listening now, and certainly that are listening later. To God be the glory for that powerful prayer coming from Bishop Crenshaw. We certainly want to encourage all of you that are listening that we must continue to pray. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to ask certainly for continual prayer against the spirit of violence and chaos in our nation, that we may come against it in the name of Jesus, and that Lord will continue to reveal, uncover, expose, and destroy every undercurrent of potential evil. Father, we thank you and we praise you even now. So even as all of us that are listening, I encourage all of you to escalate. I can't say it enough. Escalate, praise the Lord, your passion to pray. It is the season and the time that we cannot lose one moment, one second, one time with a passion to pray. The Bible teaches us, praise the Lord, that we should pray without ceasing. What does that mean? So a lot of times we think of that more so in natural connotation, and it almost seems impossible. Praise God, to understand what that scripture is really saying. Does that mean we go around with our minds and thoughts on a cloud, and praise God, we're not conscious of our surroundings, and praise the Lord, that kind of thing? No, it does not mean, praise God, that. It means that we all should have a ready, conscious mind to pray. We should be mindful of prayer. In the elevator, praise the Lord, sitting under the dryer, in the shower, there should be a readiness and a consciousness to always pray. What does that mean? There should be a praying spirit that's always in your heart, that you're conscious of the importance of, Lord, keep us, Lord, keep our minds, God, let your blood cover us. We all should be mindful of praying, that we can pray without ceasing and be conscious of prayer and how important and needful it is in this season. Praise God, because we are living in the last days. We hear it talked about over and over again, but we can see it being manifested. So I encourage all of us, praise God, let us get ourselves ready to meet our Savior. Let us prepare ourselves to meet Jesus, because we've heard it time and time again, he's coming back. But the reality is, you don't know when he's coming back for you. You don't know when he's coming back for you. Praise God. People are slipping out of this earth, going into eternity, despite of their age, whether they're young and whether they're old. So we've got to be ready. So I admonish all of you, as I said it before, let us get our houses in order. Praise God. Let us repent. Let us forgive. The word of the Lord said in Acts 17:3 that he's calling men everywhere to repent. He also said that he's not winking at ignorance anymore. You've heard me say it over and over again. We must read, pay attention. Praise God. Read, pay attention. Praise God. We've got to read. We got to pay attention. We got to do our research, because the Lord is not. Praise God. We don't have an excuse to be ignorant anymore. In other words, we don't have an excuse to be unknowing. Praise God. Praise God. I've said many, many times, this is the season to be in the know and not to be known. Our passion should be to be in the know and not to be known. So, Father, we thank you and we praise you. And we thank you, God, that you're doing great things even now. I give it back to you, Elder Kevin.
Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Good morning, everybody. That was the voice of Dr. Denise Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Powerful words of wisdom and the word of God, ladies. And we got to continue to pray, no doubt about it. We want to teach our children, too, as well. Pray for our young people as well. This morning, we've got to teach our young children to pray each and every day as well, along with those in our family and co-workers and those in our sphere of influence. But we are always cognizant of prayer each and every day, no matter what you're doing. Like, you could be running, jogging, you know, cooking, whatever you're doing, you can be praying in the spirit of the Holy One. And that would help not only your household, but the household of others. Amen. So thank you so much. Praise God. Amen. We are sensitive to this time. If you do have a prayer request, ladies and gentlemen, those listening, hit star one on your phone. We'll give you a few seconds to do that. If you like, star one on your phone. We'll take all your prayer requests there in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Amen. What a beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen, in the state of Georgia. We're excited about this day today, and we're going to enjoy it in the Lord. Amen. Amen. We're going to give this back over to Bishop. Thank you so much, Doc. Amen, Bishop.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for those words of expression from Dr. Crenshaw. As we continue to pray and seek the face of God, we know that God is going to work all things for our good. As we continue to pray for our nation and the people of God everywhere, be encouraged, hold on to your faith, don't give up, do not stop, but keep praying and keep praying for one another, love one another, because we don't know how soon the Lord may come and get us, but let us be ready. This is not our home, we're passing through. But occupy until he come. Occupy. Be ready. Be prepared. Continue to pray for one another. Continue to pray for each other. Lift one another up in this time of life, suffering and time they're going through. Let's give somebody an encouraging word. Let them know that God loves them and you love them and you are concerned about them too. God bless you. We love you so much. And we are praying for you. And God loves you so. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, this morning. God bless you. Have an awesome day. Ladies and gentlemen, the word of the Lord also talks about in Romans chapter 13 and verse 1, let every soul be subject unto the higher power, for there is no power but of God. The powers that are ordained of God. Amen. Everything comes from God, ladies and gentlemen. We just got to give him a hand clap of praise. Everything comes from God. That's why we got to pray that his will be done in this wonderful earth and in our lives today. Amen. God bless you. Praise God. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. We want you to have an awesome, awesome day today, and we want you to get some things done, too. We want you to have a productive day as well, or maybe just resting, right? You can just rest, whatever you got to do. And so we're just excited about what God is going to have for you today. Hey, call somebody, as Bishop says, call somebody and let them know you love them as well, ladies and gentlemen, today. Just call them and you could FaceTime them or whatever it takes. And remember to always outlove, outforgive, and outserve each other. And remember, Jesus is Lord. This has been Prayer Time, Saturday morning Prayer Time. What a great day to start the day, Prayer Time with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you. Have a great day, everybody. We'll give God a hand clap of praise as we close out. Bye-bye.